you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Again, I feel far from your presence. Soften my heart and purify my thoughts and
And you're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO. And the song is called Lifeboat from Julie Sharp here on the Good News Station.
That's right.
And our phone lines are open. Listen to this. We're just $100 away, Francesco, that next $1,000 level.
Well, so why don't you give us a call? 888-221-8990 and get us over that next $1,000.
Yes, and that will take us to an even $90,000.
Praise God.
And that's Julie Sharp and the song Lifeboat. Our time is 9 minutes after 11 o'clock here on the Good News Station. And we have $89,900. We're trying to just get this
just a little further
boat
down.
Moving a little further.
A little further down the road.
Yes, a little further down the road. Well, listen, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, that 3 seconds that we held on the clock.
That's right.
And we're talking about Joshua. You know, over in Joshua chapter 10, I just wanted to read this because somebody, I'm sure many people are familiar with this, but maybe there's somebody out there, you never heard this before. Well, in the book of Joshua chapter 10, it says, "And then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that, before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
Amen.
You know, Joshua had a lot of faith. He prayed,
yes, he did,
and asked the sun not to go down. And the sun stopped right there where it was at for a whole day. I mean,
that's why.
You know, and we sometimes hold it up 3 seconds, you know, but we'll just put a little extra time in on some of those matching funds challenges. But, you know, sometimes we hold it up a little bit because we are doing our very best to reach our goal.
That's right.
And to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. And, you know, that's what Joshua's doing, mm-hmm. accomplishing the task that God had at hand. And he needed a little more daylight, so he held the sun back for a whole day. Not a day like it before or since.
Wow.
That the sun stood still. Now, I am told, and somebody told me, that there was a, I guess, a mathematician or something that was, you know how they can go back in, mm-hmm. in time?
Oh, yeah.
And maybe you can check this out on the web somewhere. But someone had taken the clock and ran the clock back in uh-huh. history. And they find that there's a day missing.
That's right. There is a day
missing.
Have you
ever heard
this, and it's been proven scientifically.
That there's a day missing.
There is a day missing.
You know, when they roll that clock back.
The power of God.
And somebody said, well, maybe this was the day that went missing.
This was the day.
Joshua held the sun for a whole day. Well, anyway, I know that some people are saying, do you really think that? Well, the Bible says all things are possible. That's what the Bible says.
And it is.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going with the book.
I'm going with the book, too.
Me, too. All right. It's 12 minutes after 11 o'clock. We have $100. Let's see if we can move this $100. My good friend Freddie used to come up before he moved away, and he would help out here at WCNO. And he said, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Now, listen to this. There's $100 will take us to an even $90,000. $100 takes us to an even $90,000. And listen to this. We're $105,100 away from our goal.
Sounding good.
We have today, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We got to be done by 6 o'clock Friday. That's
right.
The deadline. Now, sometimes people, I know some people, what are you going to do if you don't do that? Well, you ever heard that message, never give up?
That's right.
Well, we're not going to give up. We're at a point, friends. Let me just explain to you a little bit about where we are as a ministry. We just finished 25 years of ministry. We are no richer today than we were 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We live day by day. We live by faith. We pay our bills, and we hope that next week the funding is there to pay for the bills, and that the month after that we have the money. And so every gift that comes in today is going to take care of expenses.
That's right.
You know, we don't have a war chest. We don't have a great reserve. We have a few dollars to get us through the next few weeks. And then we're going to need those checks and gifts and pledges coming in to make sure that we have the funds to operate in the months ahead. And so, friends, that's why we come to you twice a year asking you for your gift of support, to make sure that we have the resources to operate this radio ministry for the coming days ahead. And when you give, well, we're able to continue operating. And that's the way it's been for over 25 years now. We just celebrated our 25th birthday on April the 9th. We're now into our 26th year, and we hope that you will join us today and make sure that we have the resources to be here on the air next week, next month, and going forward. You are the lifeline. And right now we have $100 to go to get to the $90,000 level. The phone lines are open
at
888-221-8990. Toll free from anywhere.
That's right. 888-221-8990. And our local family can call 772-221-1100.
And online, you can give at our website, WCNO.com.
Yes, you can.
So let's listen to some more music from Scott Crepane. What if? It's a big question.
What if?
What if? And let's listen to that. What if somebody would call right now with a gift of $100.
Bless you.
And that's Scott Crepane, What If? Well, we want to thank Joy from Indiantown calling with a gift of $50, Francesco. Oh,
bless you, Joy. Thank you.
Yes, Joy, God bless you.
And that brings us closer.
That brings us within $50 of that next $1,000 level.
It certainly does.
And so right now we are at $89,950, just a $50 bill away.
That's right, from the next $1,000.
One Benjamin Franklin.
That's it.
No.
No.
No. Is it Benjamin Franklin?
I think it is.
He's on the $100 bill.
It's $100. Now, who's on the 50?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Well, Grover Cleveland. I don't know. I don't see enough of those.
All right. Well, we could use one of those right now.
Well, anyway, we're $50 away. That shows you how much we know about our currency.
Currency, yes, exactly.
All right, anyway, $50 away from $90,000. We need to get to some music here. And we'll figure that out.
Uh-huh. Give us a call.
We'll Google it.
Oh, of course. Hello. 888-221-8990. Give us a call.
From every name.
Ancient of Days here at the Good News Station, WCNO. Well, friends, the time is 11:22, and we figured out it's Ulysses S. Grant. That's who it is. Yeah, well, all right. But anyway, we're $50 away from the $90,000 level. If you'd like to help out right now, this would be a good time to call.
That's right.
And make that pledge of support at 888-221-8990. We're looking for $50 before the bottom of the hour to get us to $90,000. Hopefully, we'll hear from you.
Give us a call.
With a gift of support. Maybe renew your giving. $50 takes us to an even $90,000.
Oh, bless you all.
Sunshine's brightly to show off beautiful sights. I believe in Martin Luther, and for freedom he did fight. I believe that he was chosen to try and change the wrong to right. I believe man was made for woman, for the two to multiply. I believe in Mary's babies. I believe in Jesus Christ. Really gave the blind man back his sight. I believe in Bible stories, to their truth I have no doubt. I believe that little David really took Goliath out. I believe that living holy separates you from the rest. I can testify that I believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Now do you believe?
Let the poor man say, I am rich in him. And let the lost man say, I am found in him.
Let the river flow.
And let the blind man say, I can see again. Let the dead man say, I am born again.
Let the river flow.
Let it flow.
Let the river,
let the river. Let the Lord.